Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 31. I just ate some nachos and chicken and shit. So, I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. GruntFreePress.com is the website. And don't be fooled. My hosting service didn't roll back the date, the publishing date again. I just haven't put any fucking new content out there in months. Although I did, as a surprise for later. New reviews up there. But yeah, you know, quality over quantity, you know, that's what I've always said. Or, you know, if that fails, I mean, I just spew verbal diarrhea into a microphone for an hour a week or so and call it a day. Or a week, rather. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is where you can send me your finger diarrhea if you type it out. So yeah, for anybody listening for the first time, the obligatory I'm sorry, of course. And no, this isn't fucking strictly like a retro fucking gaming show or anything like that. It's more of a whatever the fuck I played this week type of show. And yeah, I mean, this week I was enjoying the fruits of my labor, you know, from working on that RetroPie for however long, you know, a couple that I made and filled up with games and shit. So, the fruits of my labor were pie, I guess, fucking Raspberry Pi. I mean, yeah, I get up like, I don't know, like 300 games on there or so. I mean, ranging from Space Invaders and like Pac-Man and shit up to like PlayStation 1 games. So, yeah, it's a smorgasbord of pie. And, well, I do get into that problem of you know, with the fucking, the RetroPie, it's just fucking just a list of things to entertain you, you know what I mean? Just lists of games and shit. It's, and you can't quite fucking decide on anything to play, you know? The Netflix problem, you know what I mean? It's fucking just like, I just have a list of a bunch of things to fucking do and entertain me, and just fucking like, I don't know. It's fucking just a bunch of shit on there, but yeah, I mean, but again, once you settle on one, once it's fucking like, I'm just gonna sit here and fucking play this fucking one game, it's, the thing is fucking amazing, the RetroPie. I mean, again, it's just a fucking, like, cheap computer with fucking all the emulated shit on there, but it's just fucking, like, just great. I mean, it works great for doing that. Yeah, I mean, the arcade games and then the Nintendo games, they all look really good. I mean, fucking better than when I when I upscaled them. You know, I was using a fucking, you know, I have original OG fucking box, whatever, NES, and you know, I used to use like converters and shit and all that. All that crap, like fucking, like, you know, AV out to fucking HDMI converter, you know, into a fucking, like, splitter and blah, 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 and all that shit, and just, you know, just doing it this way, just fucking, like, oh, this is just an emulator on a fucking, you know, little computer, like, yeah, I mean, it's more fucking stable that way, obviously, you know what I mean? It's not like fucking, again, fucking original NES, it's a real one where it's fucking like up, fucking glitchy and shit, gotta fucking take it out and blow on it, or just, you know, hope and pray that it works, or, you know, open them. I bought fucking, like, screwdrivers and shit to, like, open them up and take out, like, the fucking boards and fucking, the whatever you call them, the fucking, you know, just like the little chips with, you know, the fucking connectors on them, and just take the whole thing out and just like use like erasers, go to town with fucking erasers and alcohol. And again, it's like fucking like, oh, that's the, you know, it's cool to have, but it's just like, this is kind of like a turn off to playing them, you know what I mean? Just it's such a fucking process of like setting them up and keeping them clean, and, you know, again, just fucking a mess of like wires of just like, you know, convert this to this and fucking, you know, into the fucking capture card and blah blah blah. Like, this is just like fucking like, yeah, just like a little device or whatever. It's fucking smallest fucking, if you want to call it like a console, it's like the smallest thing I have, but just the simplest thing too, and just fucking just works. Yeah, I mean, I've gone back and forth over the years about emulators versus like original hardware think even over the time I've been doing this fucking the show, the podcast, you know what I mean? There's gone back and forth. I mean, if you listen to some like really early fucking episodes, I may have said something like, you know, oh, emulators are fucking garbage, like nothing compares to having a fucking like real system. And and then I think that took a turn. I think when I did when I was trying to play Sega CD games, and like, you know, the fucking CD was, you know, the CD player in it was just like trashed, and I went through like, you know, bought another one, and like fucking like, ah, that other one had fucking problems, and like loading games is fucking, you know, becoming a pro, like, you know, a game would play, then it would like freeze up and shit, and just I think I've shed my purist way of thinking. I think anyway, you know, it's just more like, you know, as long as it works and fucking it resembles the original, you know, it's not like fucking, again, there's a difference between like fucking like, oh, I'm playing like an emulated game that's trying to like emulate the original, you know, how it was like on the original hardware, versus like, oh, here's some remake and we changed a bunch of shit and like fucking like different graphics and all that. I mean, yeah, the only major issue is like controls, you know what I mean? Like with the RetroPie, I'm using my Xbox Elite, the Xbox One Elite controller, which I mean I'm using that for everything, you know. And it doesn't quite have the feel of like a real fucking NES controller, but I will say this. I mean, you get used to it. It's the fucking, I guess, the controller I use for fucking everything. So it's like, well, I'm just like really fucking comfortable with this controller. You know what I mean? Like, and yeah, I mean, I bought like a cheap 360 controller originally, right? Like fucking, the first RetroPie that I made. I was just like, yeah, I was trying to keep it under like whatever, like 50, 60 bucks. I was just like, all right, I was buying like the cheapest fucking Xbox controller I can find. It's just, you know, it has enough buttons and shit, and just so I bought like a really cheap one, the first one that I made. And yeah, I mean, playing like the old shooters and like platforms and all that with the fucking like the really cheap one, it was like, yeah, I mean, it's possible. I mean, you can play, but the D-pad's like just a small step above like complete garbage. And if you're playing a game and you fuck up, it's kind of like a 50-50 shot, you know what I mean? If like, I don't know if it's like the controller fucked up, or like, you know, just like the emulator is like crappy or what, like, you know what I mean? Like there's like some kind of like input lag or like something, like you couldn't really tell just because the fucking the D-pad was so like mushy and shit. So, the second one that I made, I bought, like, a slightly better, still a 360 controller, but it was, like, almost, like, I don't think it was, like, an official, like, Xbox controller, but Microsoft Xbox, you know, like, fucking Microsoft controller. It was a fucking wicked expensive, for whatever reason. It was, like, a wired fucking 360 controller. It was, like, $100, $200 or something. I was, like, Jesus Christ, dude. Fucking really, really expensive. But, yeah, you could buy a fucking Elite controller for that, which is much better. But, yeah, so I bought like a step up from, you know, it's just like a mid range type of like third party one, and you can tell the difference. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, the D pad's like more responsive, you know, and all the games fucking they're definitely fucking playable with it. But it's it's rare that you get fucking like tripped up, you know, hitting like diagonally right instead of like down or whatever, you know what I mean? Which happens when the D-pad is like complete shit. But, he even fucking like, texted me like in the middle of the week being like, you know, how come I can't like, or whatever, how come like when I'm going through the menus and stuff, like fucking I'll just like change over to the right or the left, like randomly or whatever, or fucking how come when I'm playing fucking like Mario, like, you know, I can't do like this or that, or like what I was trying to do, like something like fucking, I don't know, get like a bunch of one ups on that one level or whatever. And fucking, I don't know, I don't really play Mario that much, the original Mario. But he's like, fucking, like, how come, like, yeah, you know, I was fucking like, yeah, I keep like getting tripped up on the menus and it's going left and right on its own. I was just like, dude, like, yeah, it's like, I just told him, like, dude, you know, the D pad's not fucking great. on that controller. Like, it's all right, but it's fucking, you know what I mean? It's, you gotta fucking, like, do some shit like that. You just gotta, you have to, like, compensate for it and, like, whatever. And it's just like, oh, what, can I get, like, a, like, an NES, like, USB? And I'm like, yeah, dude, they make those if you want to fucking do that. Like, that'll work. But I was telling him, I'm like, fuck, if, you know, if it seems like a good idea, like, oh, I'm gonna buy, like, a USB, like, fucking NES controller to play NES games, but you're only going to have fucking, like, two buttons on there, you know what I mean? Like, all you can do with that thing is fucking play NES games, like, anything above that, with more than two buttons, like, you're going to be shit out of luck, so, I mean, you can do it, it's going to be, you know what I mean? We can spend, like, whatever, $50, $50, $60 on that, and like, you might want to just buy, like a better, you know, like, a better fucking Xbox, or play, if you have a fucking PlayStation controller, if fucking that's what you want, But fucking, I was like, he's like, what do you use? I'm like, fucking, well, I have, like, the Elite. I have, like, my fucking Xbox One Elite controller. They're just like, holy shit. Like, that thing's, like, I mean, you get what you pay for, I guess. That's, you know, I was saying, like, what are they, like, $150? I forget. I bought it a while ago, but because, yeah, I mean, using that, though, the fucking, the Elite controller, I'm fucking, like, 100% positive, like, none of the issues. I was, like, again, I was kind of worried, like, fucking, like, ah, is it, like, the RetroPie, is it, like, the emulators and shit, where it's just, like, gets some of the controls, like, not registering or whatever, just getting kind of fucked up, but it's, like, no, I'm 100% positive, like, that's not the case for this thing, because, yeah, it's just, like, you know, the D-pad's, like, so, like, clicky and, like, precise, like, it's crazy. I just fucking, like, no, I know exactly what I'm, you know, exactly, like, it, like, clicks, like, fucking when you're pressing directions and shit, like, it's digital, like, just, like, completely fucking spot on. So yeah, you know, if there's, like, a, you know, so for the RetroPie, though, you know, I was saying, if there's a theme or, like, a through line of what games I have on there, and speaking of precise and frustrating, I was saying, you know, Castlevania, like, I already went over this. I've, you know, I get all the fucking, the NES Castlevania games on there, the fucking, you know, Haunted Castle, the arcade game, fucking Super Castlevania. I put the three, Game Boy Advance games on there, Rondo of Blood, fucking Bloodlines, Genesis 1, fucking Symphony of the Night. So, pretty much all, you know, all the fucking Castlevania games up to the PlayStation 1, I think, you know what I mean? Besides, I didn't put, like, you know, I know there's, like, a Game Boy one and one or two, like, Game Boy ones or whatever, like, original, like, green and black fucking Game Boy. But, fuck that. I wasn't gonna fucking put those on there. I'm not looking at, again, just, like, shit, you know, diarrhea green and black fucking graphics blown up onto, like, a fucking, like, 4K monitor. Like, that's gonna be, look like garbage. Like, even, like, you know, even, like, the Game Boy Advance ones. I played those back when they came out, and, like, fucking, like, I think I bought, like, a Game Boy Advance just to fucking play those games, and, like, they look, I was like, oh, these look really good, and they do look pretty good if they're, like, shrunk down into, like, whatever, dude, like, fucking 12-inch fucking screen and shit, you know, it's like, oh, this is pretty good for a fucking mobile game, and then fucking, like, I was playing, like, the opening of one of them, like, blown up on the fucking thing on a TV or whatever, a monitor, I'm just like, these look like garbage, it looks pretty bad, but yeah, I mean, I obviously love fucking Castlevania, you know, the aesthetic of it, the horror fucking thing, the music, and and yeah, I mean, they're just the fucking, like, the right type of fucking difficulty, most of the games anyway, where it's like, you know, they're hard as balls, but you can, like, get a good, you know, even if you can't fucking, like, beat them again, dude, you can get a good ways through them before you just hit like the wall where you can't progress anymore. So naturally, I'm just, you know, again, after I was going through, just like, scroll through a bunch of games and play, you know, this and that, and fucking, like, some, like, arcade beat 'em ups, I'll just go through a few of them that you can't lose, you just fucking pump quarters into it and shit, and then I'm like, yeah, you know, let's play some fucking Castlevania, you know what I mean? Again, it's the fucking theme of this, the fucking, the games that I put on there, so, yeah, I'm like, oh, let's start from the fucking the beginning, you know, the first NES game, and yeah, I mean, that's when I was painfully reminded that I'm not very good at video games, because, you know, I've been playing that first Castlevania for, like, whatever, 30 years or whatever, like, since it fucking came out, and never beaten it, And for me, you know, is the first Castlevania is it's part of the holy NES trilogy. You know, Ninja Gaiden, Contra, fucking Castlevania, and they're all very very hard games, but they're classics. And you know, Desert Island games or Desert Island games, because I was playing them on the Pi. Get it? Get it? Yeah, you know, Contra I beat for the first time. I'm not too long, not like 5 or 6 years ago. Again, it took me like fucking however long, like 20 something years to beat fucking Contra. But it's like, yeah, I beat it. Like whatever, it's possible. And I mean, that's Contra's all just like pattern recognition and fucking memorization, pretty much. I mean, once you get through it, and you just like it clicks of like what to do when, and you know, you can do it. You can do it like again. You can every almost every any time you play it. I can beat fucking Contra like pretty consistently. Like once it clicks, like fucking like all right, I remember what to do. When you just fucking like, oh, I gotta jump over this and fucking whatever. You know, who to jump over, when, you know, when to jump, when to duck, like that type of thing. You can do, yeah, you can beat fucking Contra pretty easily. Again, once you get through it like that first time and get over the hump of fucking like, oh, this game is like ridiculous and this fucking seems like a bullet hell type game, but it's not at all. You know what I mean? It's just fucking like, oh, it's just fucking like, I gotta like stop for a second here and duck or like whatever. But not that difficult. Again, Contra, once you again playing by yourself and you fucking know what you're doing, you can do it. I believe in you. Then there's Ninja Gaiden, which that's kind of the same deal with like patterns and shit. But you have to like be like so precise. You know, you have to be on top of your fucking button presses and fucking, you know, swinging your sword and jumping at like just the right time. And there's almost like no room for error at all. It's more like twitchy, like twitch based type shit. And yeah, I mean, I can get to the last boss of Ninja Gaiden. I can get to the last boss in that, and the fucking the first one, like no problem. I mean, like no problem. I'll die and fucking continue like a shitload. Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean. Especially on the fucking the last stage is fucking like really hard. Like, yeah, no, so I'm not like fucking like, oh, I'll fucking like one credit it. You know what I mean? It's like, no, I'll die a bunch, but if I stick with it for a little bit, like, yeah, I'll probably get to the last boss like without that much of an issue. But yeah, I mean, but then I haven't even fucking come close to beating like the first form of the last boss. And yeah, I mean, there's three stages to them, and, you know, and I can't even get close to beating the first stage. And yeah, then there's a glitch. I mean, so some say it's a glitch, and some people say it's like an intentional like design decision. But I'm gonna go with glitch, just because it's the only part in the game that where it does this. And yeah, you know, if you die on the last boss there, it sends you back like essentially like three stages, like, you know, like three levels, but like not like a whole, you know, the state levels are broken up into like three stages or whatever, and like it sends you all the way back to the beginning of like the first part of the last stage. You know what I mean? Where there's three parts to it. Yeah, it's just fucking infuriating. You know what I mean? It's fucking demoralizing. And usually, yeah, once that happens, again, fucking make it to the last boss, fucking he kills me, and it's fucking like, I gotta go through this whole fucking, like, this whole level again, which is, again, it's really fucking hard. And it's just like, dude, I give up usually, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't even, like, try, just like, oh, no, I just keep fucking it up, and that's it. I fucking give up on it. But yeah, I mean, fucking Castlevania, I mean, that's its own beast. I mean, it really is a fucking, like, unique game. I mean, nothing plays like Castlevania. I mean, it's definitely not, like, it's not twitch-based at all, you know what I mean? It's, you know, your character moves kind of slow, and the fucking, the whip is, like, you know, very, like, deliberate, the way it fucking, the animation to it is fucking, you know, it just takes pretty long. It's not just, like, an instant fucking snap, and then you can just keep snapping it. It's like, nope, we gotta fucking wait for it to extend, wait for it to come back, and it's just, like, very, very deliberate. You know, there's a lot of stopping and waiting and moving back a few steps where it's like, I don't want to, oh, there's an enemy here, but, you know, I don't want to, if he hits me, I'm going to fucking, like, go into, like, a pit, so I want to, like, back up a little bit and fucking fight him more on like a stable, you know, steady fucking longer platform. So if I miss, like, I'll just get hit rather than fucking drop down and shit. And yeah, or there's like, you know, the crows and the fucking the fleamen or whatever the fuck they are, the hunchbacks or whatever, those fucking little things that like leap at you and shit. You know, as soon as they show up on screen, they'll kind of like they'll like fucking like jump in place or whatever, or like move in place for a second, like as soon as they're on the fucking screen, right? And the trick is to just not be like, all right, I'm just gonna keep like walking forward and then like, you know, get to him and fight him or whatever. Like the thing is, you fucking just like stop in place and shit, and let them like jump down to you and fucking and you know, as they're running, you fucking like whip them as they're coming towards you rather than you like going towards them. You know what I mean? So you just kind of like wait and stop, like as soon, you know, like as soon as they're on screen, just stop, wait for them to fucking jump, and then fucking you hit them like that. I whip them when they're in range. Now, otherwise, they're fucking like nightmares. You know what I mean? It's just like they'll drop, you know, fucking trap you in like, get you in this loop of hitting you, and then like, you know, you kind of like jump back because you get hurt, and then like, you know, you'll be invincible for a second, and you'll be like whipping like crazy trying to get them, and you can't get them because they're fucking like right on top of you again, and just fucking, you know, as soon as your invincibility wears off, like, you know, they'll hit you, and there's not much you can do about it. So it's just, all right, you see him again, just like, you just wait, freeze, and let him come to you and shit. So, yeah, I mean, I know everybody makes, like, the Dark Souls comparison. Like, that's not too uncommon, like, when Dark Souls came out, where it's, like, fucking, like, oh, no, it's good. It's, like, an adult, like, Castlevania, or, you know, well, I mean, modern Castlevania, or it's, like, an adult fucking Zelda or whatever. But, yeah, you hear people say, like, oh, yeah, Dark Souls and Castlevania Link and fucking, like, whatever. But, yeah, I mean, it is kind of true, you know what I mean? You know, it's fucking has its own flavor. You know what I mean? I've been playing all these fucking old games, and yeah, they have general rules that are fucking like interchangeable. You know what I mean? Where it's fucking like, ah, platformer is gonna play like this or whatever. Fucking action game is gonna play like that. You know, but it's just like, yeah, you have to get into such like a different mindset with Castlevania. Like, there are those fucking like dragon skull things that shoot two fireballs at you at a time, you know, the fucking the double-headed dragons and shit. Just kind of like statues, whatever the fuck they are. But yeah, I mean, like in any other game, I think you just be like fucking like it's like, oh, you know, I can like whip the fireballs and shit. But it's like, so it's like, all right, I was fucking just whip as fast as possible and try to get them as they're coming at me and shit, and that would work. But yeah, it's just like, you know, it's like, oh, you think, oh, you know, I got hit, like, I missed one, it's like, oh, I didn't hit the attack button fast enough, you know what I mean? Like, that'd be, like, the general fucking rule. But, again, Castlevania, it's all about fucking, it's like, oh, you have to, like, whip and hit the first one, and then you have to just, like, hesitate, and, like, wait, like, half a beat, and then fucking whip it again, and if you just try fucking jamming the attack button, like, it's, like, deliberately, like, off, you know, again, it's, like, off beat, so it's, like, fucking, oh, no, you're whipping too fast, the second one's gonna come, and you're not gonna be able to, like, get it before it hits you, so it's just, like, you know, and the way it is, it's just fucking an off beat game. Just, again, it's really cool once it fucking, like, clicks, I'm just fucking, like, oh, no, this isn't, it's not that I'm being too aggressive, it's, like, I gotta, like, pull back and just, like, hesitate a little bit, you know, So yeah, I can't, but my problem with the game is I can't, you know, my fucking, I was saying, like, the Ninja Gaiden, the problem was the last boss there. This one's, like, the second to last boss, fucking death is fucking, is that was my wall, like, fucking, like, I don't know if I've ever made it past him. I mean, maybe once or twice, like, fucking, I just fucking squeezed past him, but, I mean, that's it, that's my wall, my ending point for fucking Castlevania. And yeah, I mean, everything up to that point, you know, I've got pretty much like down pat again. Besides the there's like a cave section where you have to ride these fucking moving platforms over water, and you're like ducking and shit, and there's bats like fucking trying to knock you off them, and that could be a bitch, but yeah, some random bat bullshit going on there, but. It's it's like, you know, if I fuck, like, that part's kind of like, again, fucking just like demoralizing. I'm just fucking like, oh, I can, you know, it could take me like a dozen tries of just fucking like, it's fucking goddamn bats and knock me off the fucking, you know, it's just like random where they're showing up and shit and just, yeah, you know, but if I stick with it for like a few continues, it's like, yeah, I'll get it eventually and fucking the rest of the stage isn't that hard and shit, but, yeah, but going up to death, I mean, there's that fucking, notorious hallway that leading up to him or where it's fucking it's got all like the floating Medusa heads and the fucking axe knights, the fucking guys with shields that throw fucking axes at you from like high and like low and shit, and just it's, and yeah, that's a that hallway's just like a crapshoot of just fucking like, man, I gotta like get in like just the right fucking pattern, you know what I mean, of where the fucking these Medusa heads aren't gonna fucking hit me, you know, and just otherwise, you're just gonna get fucking raped by, you know, the fucking snake ladies and the fucking axes fucking hitting you from like front and back. And just, you know what I mean? It's ridiculous. If you fuck up, you're just done. But yeah, I mean, even, you know, so they'll keep at that and then I'll fucking, it's like, all right, so yeah, if I get like a good run in him, I'll be in pretty good shape and I get to the boss to fucking death. And it's just like, dude, once I get to him, it's just like, I don't know what to do. Like, I have no good fucking strategy here. You know, he throws out these, scythes, whatever you call them, scythes, you know, the fucking farming things, scythes, we'll call them, sure, and yeah, he throws those, and those fucking float around, they're like all over the screen, there's like fucking like half a dozen of them just fucking spinning and moving and shit, and just, yeah, it's just like, yeah, I just don't know, like, any safe spot where I can fucking stand and like hit him, and I'll end up getting trapped in like in corners and shit, and yeah, just looks like a fucking just like, dude, this looks like just like a mess, like a big wall of fucking death, which is fitting, I guess, because it is death, the Grim Reaper, you know. Yeah, it's just like, yeah, even when I think I'm doing good, it's fucking like, man, I'm just sitting there like spamming the special weapons. I think I have like usually have a cross at that point. Yeah, you're fucking just spamming the fucking, the crosses and shit, and just, it's like, oh, I'm lasting a long time and shit, and just fucking, like, whipping them, and fucking, like, oh, I'm hitting the fucking skies, and I'm fucking, you know, throwing these crosses, gotta be hitting them, and just fucking trying not to get hit, and yeah, then fucking, like, inevitably he fucking kills me, and then I look up at his health bar, and it's like, oh, I've barely, you know, made a dent, like, I've hit him, like, three times, and it's like, I just can't figure it out. Yeah, then after that, you know, I start getting fucking depressed and shit, and just like, you know, after a couple rounds of that, like trying to get up, then it's fine, you know, then you have a few runs where you can't get past that hallway and shit, or you just get fucked up, you get there with like one hit and he kills you in a second. Doing that a few times, just and, you know, you start like getting in the mindset of just fucking like, man, this sucks, like I'm not improving at all, like I just can't fucking do this, like I have no idea, and not improving at all after fucking trying this shit for like 30 years. I mean, what makes it almost worse now too, as opposed to like back then where it's fucking just like, oh man, this is fucking like a hard fucking game, you know what I mean? Just, you watch people, on like YouTube, you know what I mean? And you watch these fucking videos of people fucking like, oh, you know, you'll see like, oh, full fucking playthrough of Castlevania. It's like, oh, how long is the video? And it's like fucking like 45 minutes or some shit. And just like, you know, and then you just think like, ah, well, you know what I mean? They're fucking, they're obviously fucking like, you know, not even like speedrunners necessarily, but just fucking like people, you know, they've mastered this fucking game and they've played it like, maybe probably more, I'm sure more than me or whatever. Just fucking, it's just like, you know, I'm not that good, and just like, and whatever, you know what I mean? Just, so I'm like, all right, it takes them like 45 minutes just playing like normally, and they've mastered it, you know what I mean? Like, it might take me like 2 hours or some shit, two or three hours at the most, you know, fucking dying a bunch, and then you're playing, and you fucking die like a dozen fucking times at the same spot, and you want to fucking like kill yourself, you know what I mean? And then, yeah, you know, but you know, like, if you quit, you're fucking gonna be, you know, it's like, I, it's like, dude, I'm done, like, you know what I mean, like, just fucking, like, again, just fucking the, depression like gets into like sets like setting in. I'm just fucking like, dude, this is making me feel horrible. Like, yeah, I gotta fucking stop playing it and just but then you know that fucking like, oh, but if I quit, then if I start again, I fucking start from the fucking very beginning and go through all that again just to get here. And so yeah, I mean, I tried beating fucking Castlevania. I mean, I really fucking tried. I don't know. I just suck at games, I guess. So yeah. I mean, I just fucking deleted all the Castlevania games off the Raspberry Pi, and then I threw the RetroPi in a river, and was gonna fucking dedicate the podcast. I don't know, like physical fitness now, and you know, strengthening your core muscles, and we'll see how that goes. I mean, it's a different direction, new day, different direction. We'll see how it goes. Wait, we've got some breaking news coming in over the wire here. What's this? Is this true? It seems that Dracula is down. Repeat, the vampire lord Dracula has been defeated. His castle is crumbling as we speak. The villagers are rejoicing in the streets. The Transylvanian curse has been lifted after hundreds of years of darkness. And you heard it here first, folks, on Grunt Free Press Live. Yeah, I actually beat the first Castlevania, after 30 fucking years of trying, like, fucking, it happened. So, yeah, I mean, what happened was, to break the fourth wall here, it's gonna get meta, but, yeah, I mean, I wrote all that shit before about fucking, you know, me, like, fucking, like, I can't fucking beat the shit still, and I was getting fucking pissed off, and, yeah, I wrote all that, like, a week ago. And, yeah, I mean, after I fucking gave up fucking failing at death, like, you know, over and over again, and, yeah, I mean, yeah, I fell into a fucking deep depression there, fucking failed at life again, you know, and just, then the fucking the next day, you know what I mean, I'm like, fuck it, dude, just fucking shut it down, like, fucking quit out, and then the next day, I'm like, all right, what am I gonna play now, again, just fucking, like, oh, these fucking games, I suck at games, just fucking, you know, just, I was playing, like, whatever, just dicking around, and then fucking, like, right before, I'm like, all right, I gotta go to sleep, and I still have a little bit of time to play something, so, I'm like, yeah, I'll throw in fucking Castlevania and just fuck around in there. And so, you know what I mean? The next time I try, like, fucking, like, you know, in a fucking year or whatever, when I'm like, oh, I'll fucking try playing through Castlevania again. Like, I'm like, oh, at least I'll have, like, the practice up to fucking that point where I can get to, you know what I mean? I'll have a little bit more fucking muscle memory in the fucking back of my brain, you know what I mean? Of just fucking getting up to that point. But, and yeah, and I was fucking like, I'm playing, and I'm like, I'm not doing fucking particularly well. I just fucking kept dying at fucking like easy parts and shit, and just, and then I'm like, all right, fucking made it to fucking death again, and just, yeah, I mean, I don't know what I did fucking differently that time. Like, I couldn't fucking tell you a fucking strategy or anything like that. I'm just, again, just fucking throwing crosses as fast as I can, you know, as fast as the fucking game would let me. I'm fucking whipping at the sickles and shit and moving around the platforms and, yeah, I'm just fucking like, then I'm like, all right, whatever, dude. Then fucking, you know, a minute later, just fucking like, oh, he's fucking dead. Like fucking death fucking just blows up and shit. So maybe like, you know, the second time I tried doing it, like it only took me like two tries and just fucking nailed them. So then I'm like, fucking like, holy shit. Like, I'm just like, dude, I don't think I've ever fucking made it this far and fucking in the game. So, and then fucking like, I'm like, dude, I think I'm almost at the fucking end of this goddamn game. So, yeah, I mean, after death, there's this fucking, there's one more level, and it's one you're just kind of supposed to run through it, and they give you the stopwatch early on, and there's, you know, there's a few of those giant bats in there that were fucking the bosses from stage one, but you know, you shouldn't really fight them, like, you just keep moving, and again, you use, like, the stopwatch, and run past them and shit, and just, you know, just the only reason you stop is to, like, you know, whip some candles and, like, collect some hearts, and then, you know, a few stairways you gotta go up, and fucking eagles there fucking dropping those hunchback fucking guys and shit. But again, just fucking use the stopwatch, freeze them, just kind of keep going, and just kind of run through the stage, and then have, like, after that, just a real short stage, and then you're at Dracula, and I'm like, fucking, I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude. And thankfully, like, once you're at that part, I mean, the game lets you fucking continue, like, right there. I'm like, oh, great, you know, I'm like, cool, I made it to fucking Dracula, but I'm like, fucking, like, what now? I fucking die, it's gonna fucking send me back to, like, whatever, like, fuck, I gotta put, like, death again or some bullshit. But, yeah, it just lets you continue, like, right there. Like, you know, if I was just thinking, like, yeah, I'm like, fucking, like, I'm like, God, I'm gonna fucking die here. This is gonna send me, like, even back, like, that, again, running through that clock tower stage, which again, isn't really that difficult, but it's like, you can, like, fuck it up and, like, get hit and whatever. So I'm like, you know, even if that happened, I'd be like, fucking, like, shit, that kind of sucks. But it's just like, no, like, every time it starts, you, like, right there, like, fucking right at the stairway, you just gotta walk up and, you know, lose all your lives and continue, you're fucking right at the stairway, and just fucking, all it is the fucking Dracula fight, which is fucking awesome. So, yeah, I mean, I got to him. I'm like, all right, let's fucking try rushing in and fucking fighting him. Did that a few times. Just, you know, I just got fucking, like, rocked and couldn't figure out what to do. And, yeah, there's only, like, a few candles there to whip, like, leading up to him. You know, it's fucking, it's like, all right, you get, like, your whip upgrades and shit. Then you get, like, a cross for the sub-weapon and, a few hearts and shit. And just, so, yeah, I mean, what he does, he throws, like, four fireballs in my fucking, you know, just at a time, like, three or four fucking fireballs, like, he shoots out of his hand, and, like, fucking, they just kept getting hit, and fucking hit me right in the fucking face, and it would kill me. And then I was thinking, I'm like, dude, I think, you know, again, I think there's, like, some kind of trick to it, you know, because, again, I don't think I had fucking ever made it that far, but I definitely remember my, one of my friends fucking brothers fucking from down the street, like, fucking, I remember watching him, like, fucking, well, you know, him doing the same shit, like, walking up that stairway and fucking him doing it. But, and yes, most of my childhood memories are video game related, but speaking of which, I think that friend there, I think he just got arrested for selling heroin, recently. And then another kid I fucking grew up with, shot somebody, and fucking, yeah, that's fucking happened again within, like, the last, like, month or so that happened. And fucking, like, yeah, the kid that I grew up with down the street, yeah, he's in jail for fucking selling heroin, and then some other kid that I, you know, that I knew fucking shot somebody, to death. But, Anyway, here's a good story. Fucking some golden years yarn. I don't think I've ever told this one before on air. Maybe if I did, fucking whatever. But when I was about like 15 or like 16, we used to drive around town and we'd be smoking weed and like drinking and doing drugs, all that stuff as you do at that age. And so when we're driving around, we fucking stopped to get gas and. There are these two fucking wiggers there at the fucking gas station. I'm like, fucking, like, I know. I was like, I kind of know who they are if we had them from fucking, like, school and shit. So, I don't know them, like, too well, but they're, like, a year or two older than me, I think. And one of them's, like, a fucking giant asshole who would fucking pick on a few of the kids, like, my age that I was fucking, like, friends with and shit. And just, I remember like one day he was doing that and he was like fucking, I was being a dick and like kind of like getting like little kid's face, again, like I was fucking big for my age, but fucking it's like a kid that was same age as me, but fucking smaller, you know what I mean? Fucking like he'd like get in his face and shit and like just be a dick to him. And when he was doing that, I fucking shoved him into a locker and then he's fucking like, he got fucking knocked on his ass and he fucking, gets up and he pulls out like a pen and he's like fucking like acting like he's gonna fucking like stab me with a pen and shit, and I was just like fucking, and I'm just like, yeah dude, and I'm like, yeah, go for it dude, stab me with a pen, you fucking like faggot, you know what I mean, see what happens, because again I was big for my age and shit, and just fucking just like, dude, I was probably like twice his size. It's like, I mean I was fat, I mean I was a big fucking fat kid, but I mean I could fucking throw my weight around and shit, and I just fucking just like, again, just fucking throw my weight around, he'd be on the fucking floor and shit. So he's just kind of like, oh whatever man, he's fucking like walks away and like whatever. So I barely fucking know the, I barely know the kid's fucking name, you know what I mean? I never fucking had much interaction with him besides that fucking one thing, just like shoving him once or like whatever, and again nothing really came of it. So we're there getting gas and I'm sitting in the back seat of the car, they're one of them's fucking like pumping the gas and like whatever, and so seeing the two wiggers, and one of them comes up and like taps on the fucking window, and he's saying like, he's like, yo, what you looking at, yo, what you staring at and shit, and I'm just like, he's like, yo, get out the car, and again I don't really know him, again this is fucking years later from when I, again like fucking like I don't know, 5 years later after that whole shit of fucking in school or like whatever, but I don't think I was staring at him. I was like staring at anybody. I was just kind of like whatever, looking around. Like I had like two wiggers and just like doing my own thing. But truth be told, I was fucking like high and shit. So I might have been like fucking zoning out. You know what I mean? It's whatever, but nothing like aggressive. Just fucking like I was looking at somebody and whatever. But get out the car, you know what I mean, and everybody else with me is just like, dude, like, no, just fucking forget about it, just fucking sit in here, we'll fucking just go, like, whatever, I'm fucking Scottish, and I'm Irish and shit, and just, again, him and his friend are fucking, they're still, like, little skinny fucking, like, faggots, and, at this point in my life, I'm not fucking, like, fat, you know what I mean, I've been fucking, like, lifting weights and shit for fucking years, and I hate fucking, like, wiggers, so. So I'm like, all right, whatever, dude, fuck off. I get out of the car and I fucking like square up with him, and it's like, dude, again, if I fucking land fucking one punch on this fucking AIDS patient over here, like he's gonna be on the fucking pavement, you know what I mean? But he's fucking, he's keeping his distance and shit, and he's kind of like backing up and fucking shit, and he's just like, oh, come on, let's go, and he's fucking fishing around in his pocket. And so right away, I'm like, dude, I know he has a fucking, like, knife in his pocket, and he's trying to get me to, like, come close to him so he can, like, stab me. Again, not with a pen, but probably with an actual knife. He's just like, yo, come on. I'm just like, dude, look. You know, it's like, dude, you have a fucking knife, obviously, you're fucking fishing around for it, but it's like, how about either you come up, you come up to me, and you know what I mean, and you try to do whatever the fuck you want to do with that knife, and you know what I mean, or just drop it, and we'll just fucking fight right here, dude, and again, I'll probably fucking bash your fucking face in, and, so he's just like, he was not doing anything, but he just keeps doing that fucking, doing that for a couple minutes, you know, fucking like little scrawny fucking pussies, when they're, trying to act tough and like they're about to fight and they're like, they get all like squirrely and shit and they just like shuffle their feet and just like, you know what I mean, fucking just like talk shit and like fucking move up for a second, then like move back, and you know what I mean? Like they're fucking whatever. And I'm just like standing there, like looking at him, like, dude, like what the fuck are you gonna do? You know what I mean? And eventually, you know, again, so it goes on for like a couple minutes, and like eventually he's just like fucking like, yo, I, you know what I mean? Forget it, yo, I'm going to jail soon anyway. I don't care what happens to me. Like, fuck it. He's like, yo, I didn't mean to get all fucking aggressive like that, bro, and fucking like. Yeah, you know, he starts doing all like that wicker shit. He's fucking, you know, giving like daps and shit, and just fucking, you know, know what I'm saying? I'm going to jail anyway, yo. You know, I just fucking whatever, man. You know, I fucking my girl's fucking acting up, blah blah blah. Like, you know what I mean? Just fucking, I'm going to jail. I'm, you know, I was just fucking like, you know, I'm just like, all right, yeah, whatever, dude. Like, fuck off. You know what I mean? Like, get the fuck away from me, then, dude. Like, you're just gonna be a fag. So. So whatever, we get in the car, we drive off, and fucking, you know, everybody in the car is fucking, like, terrified, like, telling me, like, you just should have, like, stayed in the car, like, that's fucking ridiculous and shit. I'm just like, I don't think people realize, like, how little I give a fuck, like, you know what I mean? Just like, you know, what's the worst that would have happened? Like, fucking whatever, I would have got fucking stabbed or whatever, just fucking, like, whatever. And again, it's fucking, the kid, you know what I mean? If he was, like, really, like, fucking... gonna do something, like, he could have fucking just, like, whatever, broken the window and fucking stabbed me in the fucking car, too, you know what I mean? So, if that's what he's gonna do, like, I'm just not gonna fucking, like, sit there and like, be, like, a fucking faggot, you know what I mean? So, and anyway, fucking, years later, I don't know, like, fucking, like, probably, like, 10 years after that or so, like, I see fucking, I see that kid's picture in the, front page of the fucking local paper, and he's fucking like sitting in court and shit. I'm just like, I'm looking at it, I'm thinking like fucking like, yeah, that kid's a fucking retard, you know, obviously. Like, I'm like, dude, I wonder what fucking stupid shit that he did, you know what I mean? Like, fucking that he's in court on the fucking like front page. It turns out he killed a homeless person, and you know, he killed him about like 10 years before that, like, you know, before he got fucking busted for it. So And yeah, not only did he kill him, but he cut off the guy's hand and he carried it around with him. And then he fucking made like a necklace out of it, and he'd fucking like show up at parties and shit with a fucking severed hand, like fucking like necklace, and be like, yo, check this out, yo, fucking hand. Like, he'd like fucking like put it in people's faces and shit, and just, So, when I had that fucking altercation with him, like, it was probably like right around that time when he did it, you know what I mean? So. What he was saying, like, fucking he was gonna go to jail and shit, like, he's gonna go to jail for that, because, again, he's a fucking retard who was fucking waving around a fucking severed hand and shit, and, people would probably call the cops on him, which they did, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, I guess the cops are, like, fucking, like, following him and shit for a while, just, like, seeing if he would do anything else, or, like, whatever, or just, like, trying to figure out, like, where, I guess, like, he buried the hand or some shit somewhere, like, later on, so they're trying to, like, figure out where it was, or fucking, like, whatever, to tie him, but they got him eventually. But anyway, so that's exactly how the Dracula fight went down. So, there is a bit of a fucking trick to it. I mean, you get a fucking, you get a stock up, beforehand, which, But I was thinking, like, I'm like, dude, like, I knew there was, like, some kind of, something you had to do first, I couldn't really figure it out, like, I thought you had to, like, jump, there was, like, an invisible platform somewhere, so I was, jumping all over the place, like, off the stairs and shit, and just, like, I think there's, like, an invisible, you know, invisible something here, like, invisible fucking walkway, so I'm just like, I keep trying it, like falling to my death, and just fucking like, oh no, maybe it's here, and just fucking like falling and just like, you know, dying over and over, just trying to figure out like where the trick is, and just, I think that's actually the trick for fucking Bloodlines, that the Genesis one, I think it's something like that, but, yeah, for the first game, but yeah, it's kind of just like a grind almost. Like, yeah, you just have to fucking, those first few candles that you can get that fucking like upgrade your whip and shit, like you can get all those, and then then you back out and you go back down the stairs, and then fucking like it switches screens and you go back up the stairs and fucking like respawns all the candles and shit, and just, you know, and fucking just keep, you know, whip them, and it gives you like, you know, more hearts and shit, and you just kind of back out and go back and, you know, back and forth, and just, you can just keep doing that and shit, and just, as much as you want, you know what I mean? So it's fucking, that's how you do it. But yeah, even, you know, I'm like, all right, I do that, fucking stock up, and even doing that, fucking Dracula kept fucking killing me. And what he does is he fucking, he disappears and he reappears somewhere random in the room, and again he throws the three fireballs at you, and you have to like jump like before he throws them, but they're nearly like impossible to dodge because he fucking like throws them high, you know what I mean? So it's like you have to wait for like just the right moment so you can jump over them, you know what I mean? Like, we jump up and you're stuck in the air and he fucking throws them high, like he'll hit you before you drop down and shit. So you have to like fucking like wait for like just the right second where he's gonna throw them low and then fucking jump over the low ones and fucking whip him in the face and shit. And like, that's the only hitbox on him is like right in his face, you know? So the other problem is fucking running into him just, you know, as he appears and he becomes solid and he's fucking like right on top of you. So that's a fucking, you can get hit like four times, like four hits from him and you're fucking done. So it's fucking like, all right, you're fucking like, you know, he's disappearing, reappearing, and fucking just like reappear like right on top of you, and like you don't even have time to like really react to it. And you have to hit him like, think like 15 or 16 times or something like that. So to get to his second form, and he has two forms, but and then the second one you have to hit like another like 15 times or whatever. But it's very precise. And what I was saying before about the game in general, it's all about just kind of like hesitating like longer than you would think. And it was just like, yeah, you definitely have to like stop and just like wait like a beat and then jump later than you would think, as you know, as fucking when he throws the fucking fireballs, you know. Meanwhile, you want to like use the cross sub weapon and you just use that to destroy the fireballs. And whenever he's like, he'll appear like too far away, just like, I'm not gonna have time to get to him before he fucking throws the fireballs and disappears, type of deal. Like either on like the very right or left of the screen. So he throws the fireballs, he's fucking like, you know, throw the cross and shit and just kind of whip the low ones and just they'll drop the fireballs when you destroy them. They drop the double and the triple shot, the power-ups, which you definitely want for the second form. And then you want the holy water, which is in the very last candle of the room. So it's kind of like a long fight. I mean, it can be fucking like difficult just because the random fucking places he spawns, and then like, yeah, just like there's some randomness to it, just fucking the drop rate of the power ups, you know what I mean? Like sometimes he'll fucking, the first set of fireballs he throws, he'll fucking destroy those, and it'll drop like the double shot and the triple shot. Then it's like, all right, well now I have what I need. Just gotta like focus on like hitting him. That's all I gotta do. And then like other times you'll have him fucking down to like one last fucking hit point. And if I hit him again, he's gonna go into that second form. I'm not gonna be able to fucking do anything with the second form without fucking the double or the triple shot and the fucking holy water or whatever. So it's just like, I'm just kind of, you're fucking jumping and jumping and jumping and like waiting for him to fucking spawn like far enough away that you can like safely use like the cross and shit. So it takes fucking forever. You know what I mean? It's just like an endurance contest of like trying not to get hit and shit. So, but that's what you gotta do. Then you fight the second form of his, which is just like a giant demon thing that like takes up like half the fucking screen and leaps around and shit and just and again, I'm reading like some of like, you know, the strategy guides and shit of like, you know, how the fuck, you know, so just kept getting killed by either, you know, the second form or whatever, and just I'm looking up, just like, you know, what the fuck am I supposed to do here? It's just fucking, I can't do anything. Just they're all saying it's like, oh, you know, his second form is like much easier than the first and shit, and just fucking, it's like nothing compared to the first one. But I didn't find that to be the case at all. You know what I mean? It's fucking, I was fighting the first form there so many times, and again, this took fucking hours. Just like this last fight was fucking like, you know, 2 hours, by the way, just fucking doing it over and over again. It's like, I have like the jumping fucking timing like down pat, and but then like, you know, the demon I thought was just fucking like, just Yeah, just crowding the shit out of me. Like, there's nothing. I had no room to move at all. He's so big and just fucking, you know what I mean? He's just fucking just like leaping like randomly, and he's shooting fireballs. And, you know, again, he used the fucking holy water, and it freezes him in place so he can whip him. And it just takes so many fucking like hits. You know, I'd end up in a corner, like sitting in the corner. I'd be getting fucking tossed around and just murdered again, just crowded. I'm just fucking like, oh, I'm just getting stuck in this loop of like, you know, he's right on top of me, so I'm getting like knocked back, you know what I mean? And then fucking again, it's like the invincibility like wears off, and he's right there, just fucking like hits me again and shit. And just, you know, I'm trying to get close enough to hit him, but you know, it's just a mess. So that would happen over and over again. But and also keep in mind that after every death, you have to go down and, you know, go up and down the stairs and grind for those fucking hearts again. So I mean, it's not too bad. Like, it only takes like, you know, a few minutes, like 3 or 4 minutes or so, but after, you know, after doing that like fucking like 20 times, you know, over and over again, it's just fucking like, man, it's fucking, I was thinking of testing out the save states on the fucking RetroPie, you know, and saving right when I had it stocked up so I could just load in and just directly all I have to do, you know, load in, I'm stocked up, just walk in the room and fucking fight Dracula. But that wouldn't feel right, you know, especially after 30 years coming that far again, finally getting to Dracula and then fucking like cheesing it on the, you know, the last part of just fucking, you know, as much as I fucking like hate grinding, you know, I wanted the fucking authentic experience of it, you know what I mean? Like, so authentic that I was actually running into a problem there, because again, it was getting really fucking late playing it. I was like, dude, I gotta go to fucking sleep, you know what I mean? Because again, I started fucking playing the game late, like thinking like, all right, I'll give up after like an hour and shit, after I get fucking stuck somewhere. But yeah, it's like now I've been playing, I've been getting my fucking ass kicked by Dracula, like Dracula over and over again, and it's just like, man, I was like, I really have to go to fucking sleep, but I don't want to fucking give up here, you know what I mean, and like start over from scratch again. So you know, I'm like contemplating, like, dude, should I like go really fucking old school here and just leave the system on like all night, you know what I mean, just fucking like leave it where I am and just like pause it and, you know, fucking just get out of work and start from there. But I'm like, I don't want to do that, you know, that seems kind of fucking dumb and like unnecessary to fucking just like leave the thing on, you know what I mean? So I can I didn't end up making a fucking save state, you know what I mean? But I'm like, all right, if I'm gonna do a save state, I'm gonna do it like right at the start of the level, you know what I mean? It's fucking not when I'm stocked up and shit. So that seemed reasonable, and it actually worked fucking great. Because, again, I just fucking got home the next day and just fucking load it right up, right where I was. Again, it'd be like the same thing as if I did leave the fucking system on type of deal. But, yeah, I thought it was going to be one of those deals where I fucking, like, struggled for so long on it. I'm like, oh, you know, I was fucking getting my ass kicked all yesterday. But now I'm fucking like, oh, I'll start the first time I go through. It was fucking, like, beat Dracula, no problem. The fucking, you know, first time with, like, being fresh at it. But no, I mean, it still took me fucking hours. I just fucking, like 2 hours the fucking the next day of just fucking fighting him over and over again to fucking kill him. So, yeah, but I did do it. So, if you couldn't tell, I'm kind of proud of myself. You know, it was just kind of a bucket list game defeated, you know. Then I wrote a review to fucking celebrate, you know what I mean? The first review I've written in months. And, yeah, it is for a game from, like, 1985 or whatever, but hey, you know, it is what it is. It's how we do it around here. So yeah, you know, then I'm riding that wave of like, holy shit, you know what I mean? I just beat fucking Castlevania, and I, you know, I was like, dude, I should just play all the fucking Castlevanias, you know what I mean? which I should, but again, I played all of them a fucking shit ton. I haven't fucking beaten many of them, you know. I mean, again, that was kind of the theme of the games I put on the fucking the RetroPie after all. But then I'm like, oh yeah, so what would be next if I wanted to play the next Castlevania? And then it's fucking like, Simon's Quest. You know what I mean? That's another one that fucking, I quite like that game. I really do like Simon's Quest, but I know it has a bad reputation. It's fucking, but it is a good game that I played a ton of it, but just never came close to beating it. And you know, as the angry video game nerd says, it's a It's a Nintendo Power game. You know, it's more or less fucking impossible to figure out on your own. And yeah, I mean, this again, like it's not like the action portion of it is fucking difficult. It's not like fucking just hard to fucking do that. Hard to like fucking like beat enemies and shit. It's just fucking. It's just a ton of like dead ends and fucking like puzzles in quotes. Like the puzzles in the game are just like make no sense and just fucking there's no hints to them really. And yeah, you have to do some fucking like really really fucking obscure fucking bullshit to fucking progress in that game. So there was one time even where I remember printing out like a full fucking walkthrough of the game. And, in the time before cell phones, you know what I mean? Where I had fucking like internet access and a fucking printer and, just printed out this fucking massive stack of papers, like, probably like 50 pages of this fucking walkthrough for Simon's Quest and, you know, in the old game fax style with, you know, ASCII headers and shit and just, I take that walkthrough over a friend's house, and we just, you know, he was also determined to fucking beat the fucking game and shit, and just, again, I wasn't like that young at the time, I was probably like a teenager, you know what I mean, so we were fucking just plugging away at Simon's Quest for fucking like weeks, like really giving it a good fucking, good shot, but, yeah, we get stuck, fucking use the walkthrough, and we still couldn't figure the fucking thing out. Like one of those deals where the fucking the guide would say to do something that fucking like just doesn't make sense to read, and you know, I'd be like referencing some item you missed that's fucking a nightmare to figure out. Like where the fuck is that item? You know what I mean? Where's that item they're talking about? And it might be like named something differently, like earlier on and shit, or you just fucking. Just telling you to fucking stand on this like specific block or some shit, and then they'd fucking describe it like terribly of like where to stand. So it was like you just couldn't figure it out. Like fucking, it'd be like something you could watch like a video of and be like, oh okay, and then just like figure it out in like a second. But you know, in writing, it's fucking confusing as fuck to try to follow like that type of deal. So I will do that soon. Like I'm definitely gonna give Simon's Quest a good go, but. Yeah, I just need like a buffer to fucking cool down on the fucking Castlevania for a second. And also, you know how much of a fucking idiot I am too. Like, as I was playing the first fucking game, and you know, you're fucking dying like over and over again. You're fucking losing all your progress and your hearts and all your fucking upgrades and all that shit. And just it's fucking brutal and it's fucking demoralizing. Again, it took me like 30 years to fucking do it, and just I was actually like thinking, I'm like, oh, I think I like, I was thinking that I hit on this fucking gold mine of an idea. I'm just, you know, I'm like, oh, you know, what if they made Castlevania, but they added RPG elements to it? So you know, even if you died, like at least your character is getting like stronger and shit. Like fucking, that's pretty genius, right? You know, it'd be like, oh, I don't know, Castlevania 2 that came out in like 1987 or fucking Symphony of the Night, you know, one of the fucking most popular games ever made. And it's like fucking, I was like, oh yeah, I'm a fucking genius there. You know, or a fucking real, real good idea. So yeah, they should get on top of that. Somebody, speaking of strategy guide games. I was still in a classic retro mood, and I'm like, I want to play like another big fucking classic game that people won't shut the fuck up about. You know, one that I've never played through. So I started playing Super Metroid, which according to quite a few people, I mean, that's the best game ever made by humans. I guess. And yeah, it's another game I've tried playing it fucking multiple times, but I could just never get into it for the life of me. Like fucking, I'd start playing it for a little bit and just fucking like, I'd get stuck somewhere. And, but this time through, I'm actually faring much better. I mean, I probably put like half a dozen hours or so into it. And yeah, I mean, for the most part, I'm actually enjoying it, which, is surprising. Again, I've tried and I've just got fucking just gave up on it. And I mean, Metroid's another series that I've played quite a bit of. I mean, I don't think I've ever fucking finished a single one of them, ever. It's usually the same issue with the fucking Metroid games with me. I'll spend fucking hours and hours just fucking exploring, and then I'd get stuck and fucking stuck somewhere and just like frustrated, like not knowing where to go and just fucking like, I don't know, dude. Like, I don't know what to do. I just fucking like quit. You know what I mean? Just quit the game. It's, I can't figure out where to fucking go. And it is kind of shitty, you know what I mean? And a lot of them is fucking like, dude, like, where is, like, just give me, like, the main path of where the fuck I'm supposed to go. Like, some kind of hint. Like, it was fucking this, like, a giant map and just like, oh, here's a secret, but that's not the main path. You know what I mean? It's fucking, I just don't know what to do next. Yeah, there's one thing I hate is fucking feeling, like, completely lost with fucking no direction of where to go. Both in video games and in life. Yeah, I know that's a big selling point for Metroid. It's fucking like, oh, you know, it's so non-linear. There's all these fucking like shortcuts and secrets and like hidden power-ups and shit, which it's like, yeah, great. But you know what I mean? When I'm running around the same areas fucking over and over again, it's like, I have no clue. You know what I mean? No clue what to do next. And there's only so much of that I can take before it's like, all right, it's not having fun with this. And fucking, it's like, I don't want to play this anymore. I just don't know what the fuck to do. And I shut it off. So, you know, it's not like fucking like, oh, this is some fucking like, again, it's not like, hey, some puzzle I got to figure out the solution to. It's just fucking like, I just don't know like where the puzzle even is or like whatever, where the fuck I'm supposed to be going. So, yeah, I don't know if I was even doing this shit show the last time I tried playing the original, like the first NES Metroid. But I remember, dude, last time I played that for fucking like hours, like on a fucking like real NES, like no strategy guide, no fucking map, no nothing. I was just like memorizing the map and thought it was doing really well. Then I get stuck, you know what I mean? I'm just fucking like, I was playing for hours and hours and fucking I just get stuck, you know, don't know where to go and just fucking like, all right, dude, I was trying to play just like straight, like no fucking, you know, no pre-made map, no nothing. I wasn't even making a map myself. And it's like, I'm just going to memorize where everything is. Like, I'll play this fucking thing like that much that I'll memorize where everything is. But then, I mean, again, I'm just fucking like, I just don't know. Like, I have like no clue like what I'm supposed to do now. So I'm like, all right, I'll look up what to do next. And yeah, I mean, first off, like, it's nearly impossible to use a fucking guide to look up like, hey, where's this one thing I have to do next in these fucking games? Because they're always, you know, the guys are always fucking like, all right, do this, then do this, then do this, then go here. And just fucking like, if you're not following from the fucking beginning, it's fucking like, oh, you missed like, you know, step 9. And you know what I mean? What you need to get to like step like, you know, 72 or whatever the fuck. So, but you know, I was just looking through it and just fucking like trying to like backtrace to, you know, what I needed. And just fucking like, it turned out I had the wrong like beam equipped, like the beam weapon. It's like fucking like, oh, you get like the second one before you get the first one or whatever, or, you know what I mean? Or you need the first one, you need like the fucking the freeze beam, and you got fucking like the fire beam or some shit. And like, in order to get that back, like, you know, to get the freeze beam back, you had to fucking like backtrack like all the way across the fucking map. And it's just a fucking like mess and shit. So yeah, I mean, that pissed me off, and that fucking game's a sack of shit. So that's how that went down. But Super Metroid, like fucking, that at least has like the map like right in the game, which is, you know, that's a huge fucking improvement right off the bat there. And I mean, the only real complaint I have with it is the controls. Because yeah, you hit like the Y button to shoot, and that's the Xbox controller Y button, whatever the fuck it would be on the Nintendo. Well, we've been playing with the Xbox controller, it's the Y, you know what I mean? Which is pretty fucked up. I mean, every other game in existence is fucking, you know, it's A or B, like, you know what I mean? If you're playing like an old school, like 2D shooter, like platformer, it's like A and B, you know what I mean? One of those is gonna fucking shoot, the other one's gonna jump. This one's like Y, which is, and A and B are like run and jump, so. It's almost like they needed extra buttons on the Super Nintendo controller to make it fucking like not awkward, you know? Fucking they have shoulders on there. They have like L and R buttons, but those like aim up and down. So it's like they could have used like a trigger, you know what I mean? A trigger on top of that to like shoot, to have that be like the shoot button, which would have made sense to make it like not awkward. So I was thinking, like, I could just switch it myself and, again, change, like, from Y to shoot to, like, the right trigger to shoot or whatever, which would fucking make it probably better, but that I could do something like use like select, like switch like items or whatever. I'm like, I could do that. I'm like the left trigger, then like have the right trigger shoot, and that'd be pretty good. But I'm like, ah, again, I was fucking like, ah, I want to do it. Do it the authentic experience, and just and plus I don't want to like fuck with anything in like those menus and in like their RetroArch menu or whatever, and just fucking like, oh, I'll switch that for the game, but then like fucking like, oh, I hit the wrong thing and now everything's all fucked up, and like not figure out how to fucked up something for like the whole system, and like not figure out how to get back there, you know, or how to fix it. But yeah, I mean, you do get used to the controls after a while. And I will say, though, probably the worst fucking wall jumping in the history of fucking video games, that fucking game, Super Metroid. And I'm a big fucking wall jumping connoisseur. Ninja Gaiden on NES and, like, Batman and shit. Like, there were quite a few games before fucking Super Metroid that had fucking had great fucking wall jumping mechanics. And here it's just a fucking struggle to do it. I mean, you have to, like, jump at an angle and fucking, like, right up the wall and fucking, like, until you're like an arbitrary time, and you're fucking after the peak of your jump, you have to like hold in the opposite direction of the wall first, and fucking, you know, just then fucking, you know, way longer than fucking like feels right. Like fucking, you have to like preload it almost, and then fucking like you jump again, and just fucking, I don't know why they made it such a fucking pain in the ass to do. You know what I mean? It's like there's spots in the game where like you need to do it, so it's not like, you know, it's just fucking very, very awkward to fucking do. I don't know why they just didn't do like a normal, just like jump against the wall. You got to stick to it, then like jump and jump off of it, like that type of thing. Like to make it fucking easy to do. Just it's kind of an ordeal. You know what I mean? It's fucking it takes forever to fucking learn that shit. It's kind of unnecessary, I think. And you do get like powers later on. They don't really even have to do it. So it's fucking, you have like whatever. You just kind of like float as you jump and shit. But still, you know what I mean? Yeah, I definitely hit one of those fucking walls where it's fucking, again, I was just completely lost, had no idea where to go. And what makes it worse is fucking, I really have no fucking idea, like, how long the game is, you know what I mean? So it's fucking, that's what always kills me in these fucking games, where it's fucking, it's just like a big maze game, but it's fucking like, well, now I'm lost, and I don't know if I'm like, you know, I have the map, but it's fucking, there's multiple maps that are like sectioned off. There's no like percentage complete meter or anything like that. And you can't like manually go like map to map. Like if you want to see what you have left to do on like another map, you have to like run over there and just like go down and like till you're in the area and then fucking use that map to, you know what I mean? So it's fucking just, no clue like how much progress I've made. And just, yeah, the whole concept of the game is you have to get new equipment and then like come back to like areas that you couldn't access before. But just like, you know, you're never sure if fucking like, oh, I'm missing something in this fucking part of the map, or you know, maybe there's like a secret somewhere that you could get to that might lead to like another secret that fucking leads to like another, like an entire fucking giant area that you haven't fucking been to yet. Which has happened multiple times already, but, you know, this fucking, it's like, hey, this is one little fucking block here that I didn't fucking, like, bomb or whatever. And that ends up being, like, the main fucking path of the game, you know what I mean, that you were supposed to take. And it's fucking, like, that's just fucking, like, frustrating. I'm just fucking, like, oh, it's like a little secret here, but the secret's, like, actually the fucking main path. There's, like, a secret inside of a secret, and, like, that's the main fucking path you're supposed to take. It's like, dude, like, I don't know, like, I don't know about that, you know what I mean? But yeah, but I'm persevering through it, and again, I'm fucking enjoying it for the most part. I mean, there's like a statue there I'm trying to like open up, where you have to, you know, there's like five parts to it that fucking like unlocks, and you have to beat like five bosses first, I think. So I've done like four of the five bosses, and I know where the last one is, and I have the equipment to get to them and all that shit. It's just yeah, it's just, you know what I mean? So if I can kill that last boss, then fucking open up that statue, if that makes sense to anybody who knows the game at all better than me, which is most people. But that's where I am. I'm just to the point where it's like, all right, well, I'm just gonna, like, before I go down that path, I just kind of want to stop and like backtrack and again try to see if I can like open up any little secrets and shit I couldn't get to before, and just do that and then face that the last boss. And again, I don't know how much is gonna be there after that, you know. But yeah, I mean, I'm still getting lost and shit, but, you know, the game's okay, you know what I mean? It's not fucking, like, blowing my mind or anything like that, but I can see how people were were impressed with it in fucking 1994 or whatever, you know? You know, if I was like fucking like 12 and I had no other games to play, I'd probably be like, this is awesome, and I'll fucking get lost in it. But now it's, again, it's just fucking like, I don't know where to go. I'm getting kind of fucking frustrated, but, yeah, I mean, I know the show has kind of taken a turn for the retro in the past few weeks, but I mean, what can I say? There's fucking jack shit for new releases on the immediate horizon. Although I did buy that fucking on CD keys. I bought that, was it Kingdom Come? That game looks pretty cool. It's fucking like medieval game. It's like an RPG, but this is like straight up medieval shit. Like there's no like magic, no nothing. It's just fucking like, no, it's fucking like middle aged fucking like, shit. That looks pretty neat. Don't know too much about it. Just fucking, I've heard people talking about it like here and there, and fucking like, so it sounds pretty cool and it looks cool. So I got that. I think that comes out like March though. So again, it's like fucking months of just like nothing coming out. I mean, I was toying with fucking, you know, maybe I'll pick up Monster Hunter World, which is another series that people fucking cum their pants over. But the one game that I played in that series, the Wii U game, I thought it was fucking complete trash. So, but I'm like, yeah, I don't know, maybe fucking this one's better. Like, I don't know, if I was to play it, I'd probably buy it on PC, and the PC version got fucking delayed until I don't know who fucking knows when. So, and that comes up like a couple weeks or whatever. And I was like, I'm not going to buy it on fucking like PS4 or Xbox or something. If it's coming out on PC, I'll wait for it to come out on PC if I ever get it at all. You know what I mean? It would have been, again, if it came out like next week or something, I'd probably buy it and play it, but oh well, you know what I mean? Fucking Castlevania and Metroid and fucking go fuck yourself. What can I say? I will give you one topical pro tip though, because it is winter now, and if you live in a cold climate, you probably have some snot problems like I do going on. Yeah, you know, when you fucking like wake up and your whole fucking sinus cavity feels like it's full of concrete. You know, like it's beyond like having like, I have a stuffy nose or whatever. I get a fucking blow up the snot. It's like literally like no fucking air going in or out of it. And it's fucking just like, dude, I can't, there's no liquid there. It's just fucking just all just straight up fucking like solid, just garbage in there. So here's what you do. Don't waste your money on fucking expensive, fancy over the counter nasal spray or any of that shit. Just, try to blow your nose as hard as possible. You know, you do like the block one nostril fucking method and fucking let your ears pop and do all that shit. And just fucking, you know, again, it's still, if it's like that, it's still fucking like solid. It's not going to go anywhere. So what you do is you fucking cup your hand and fucking put your hand under the sink, right? Fill it up, you know, fill your hands up with water. And then you fucking just put your nose in that for a little bit and fucking into the water, let it soak up, and let your nose and shit, just fucking all the shit that's in there soak up some of the moisture, and just give a fucking big sniff and just fucking just snort all that water and fucking let it all get up in there and fucking into your throat and shit, and just, just get the fucking juices flowing again. And yeah, you might get some in your fucking lungs and shit, but you know, you'll survive that, and you'll be able to breathe again out of your nose. Believe me, it works. It helped quite a bit. It's the ancient Chinese secret. So you're welcome. For more life hacks, go to gruntfreepress.com. Now with new reviews, I've heard. podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. And let me know your home remedies for the winter ailments. I'm Absolute Deicide, and I'm coming for you, Dracula. Dracula 2, fucking Electric Boogaloo.
Miss Meg White on the lead vocals.
I saw you standing in the car. On the edge of a burning line, I saw you standing in the corner. Come to me again in the cold, cold night. In the cold, cold night. You made me feel a little older, like a fool. When you're gonna grow cold, come. Thank you.